You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. We are into the new academic year. There has been much hand-wringing in the weeks leading up to the start of the new semester, particularly for public schools. HPR's Ashley Mizzou has been tracking the drama, and she tells us it's been a mixed bag so far. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what are you hearing from out in the field?
So Hawaii Public Schools started last week, Monday, and this is after schools were supposed to start actually on August 4th, but then that was pushed back to August 17th by the Board of Education. The time was supposed to allow for more training for teachers before students returned to campus, which meant, you know, learning to take safety precautions, but also to better understand how to do distance learning. Some teachers found the training helpful, but others found it very redundant. It was just a little bit of a mixed bag. Either way, though, it was mandatory from the Department of Education that the teachers completed these trainings before the start of school. The state decided at the beginning of August that they would then go to full distance learning for the first month of school, so that's until about September 14th, because the COVID case load is just so high. But a couple of schools decided that they wanted to do the first week of school in person to pick up learning materials and teach and train students, and in some cases also parents how to use the technology. And it's basically the individual school principal's decision on whether or not they would do that in person or at a distance during that first week.
So what were you hearing from the teachers?
Yeah, it was pretty mixed. I got to speak to John Medeiros, a language arts teacher at Kauai High School, the Friday before school started, and his wife is also a public school teacher, and his daughters are also, they also attend public school.
I'm excited by the process of getting to meet my students, but I'm also worried about it. In the back of my head, I'm trying to push it back because I know that it's out of my control to a certain extent. But in the back of my head, I'm worried. My girls go back to their schools on Monday. My wife goes back to her school on Monday. I go back to mine. Nobody actually knows where the virus is, and I'm concerned about everybody's safety. I mean, I feel like maybe it's too dark to say, but like if kids go back to schools, there will definitely be sick kids. And that's scary.
And then I also spoke with Sarah Mililanta Laffin. She's a STEM teacher at Lima Intermediate in Eva Beach. And she kind of helped me walk through her day at school. So we talked periodically throughout the day.
It's 7:23 a.m. and I just pulled into the parking lot at Alima Intermediate. The parking lot's already pretty packed, which I can tell teachers like me, we didn't get much sleep last night as we kind of are excited for this day to start.
And then on her way to school on Monday, a parent texted her saying that they wouldn't really be comfortable sending their child to class in person after all.
So that student will be joining virtually. And that's fine. I mean, to me, that gives me a little comfort of less kids in person in my classroom. But also, I want the families to make decisions that work for them. And I'm glad they were able to do that.
And Laffin said that she felt her school did a good job disinfecting the campus and created clear frames teachers could use to shield themselves while working with students. And I caught up with her a little more into her first day.
It's lunchtime in the Alima courtyard. Students are getting their lunch and then they can eat outside or in the cafeteria as long as they're keeping that 6 feet distance. For middle schoolers, we have to remind them a few times to make sure they're in line correctly, but it's working really well. They're listening and everybody is getting back to the school routine.
And so what are the students feeling? What did the students have to say?
I'm lucky because my very patient younger brother, Cody Kikuna, was a senior at Moanalua High School, so I got to talk to him about his experience. I kind of got to watch him throughout the past couple of months as he has been navigating the distance learning and the back-to-school drama on the student end. Moanalua was supposed to go back to school last week Monday to do in-person training, but at the very last minute decided not to, and parents were notified late the Sunday before that they would actually be doing distance learning and not going back to school at all for in-person training for that first week of school. So here's how he says he feels about how school has been the past few months. He's missed milestones like orchestra and band concerts, sports tournaments, and like fun extracurriculars like prom, as many students have across the country.
There's just been like a huge gap in my life for the past months that I haven't been to school. And at first it felt really cool because, you know, obviously there's no school. So it's like, woo. But then after a while, this gap just kind of felt like too long. I guess I'm kind of bummed that like this is how we have to end our 4 years of high school. And I would really want it to go differently, but can't really do anything about it. I'm just kind of feeling is I'm just kind of here and just sitting around just waiting for like everything just to go back.
And he said, although distance learning efforts from his teachers varied at the end of last year, some met virtually with students multiple times a week and others not at all, this time it was a lot more consistent. But it's been really difficult to focus on school during distance learning.
For me, it's just overall responsibility and staying on track. In school, it's really easy to just get in that mindset of I need to be here and I need to study and I need to do my work. But then when I'm at home, I get distracted very easily. So it's like when I'm in that mode, I stay in that mode for a little bit, but then I'll be like, oh, you know, I need to go eat or I want to play games.
So what's your sense as to when, you know, the schools will be going back to in-person learning, back in the classroom?
Technically, the DOE says distance learning is supposed to continue through September 11th, and then a phased in-person will start September 14th, but that could be extended through the entire first quarter. They'll determine that on September 8th, or until notify people by September 8th. But the teachers union filed a complaint with the State Labor Relations Board over working conditions. They say that it's become hazardous because of COVID-19 for teachers. And the union also took legal action against the state and filed a class grievance for violating the teacher's contract, although it's still unclear yet on how that will actually affect back to school. Teachers like Laffin wore a black shirt on her first day of school in solidarity with the teachers union over concerns that there's been a lack of leadership in planning the return to school. The union has been unable to get written guidance from the State Department of Health on specific procedures if a student becomes sick or when a school should close. Teachers are also supposed to be getting PPE, personal protective equipment, but a lot of it hasn't really come in yet. It sounds like Madero said that he had only been supplied a spray bottle of cleaning solution, one bottle of hand sanitizer, and 5 disposable masks, and he was teaching all week in person that first week of school. The union also thought that there's been a lack of transparency from the Department of Education about notifying people when there's been a COVID case on school campuses, although now the department says it's going to release the complex area where infections happen and in select cases, schools. But Laffin was trying to stay optimistic about the school year still.
I think I speak for many teachers when I say being an educator isn't just what I do, it's who I am and who we are. And we're meant to be with our students face to face, but we also are able to onboard them, which is what we did today, to be ready for virtual learning. They have the tools, they have the knowledge, they know a little bit from last quarter of how it went. So we're ready to take this learning energy and learning environment online so that students can be safe and teachers can be safe.
So now we're in full distance learning this week. It's halfway through September. And although the governor and the mayor have urged people to stay home from work if possible or work from home if possible, teachers are exempt from that and they still have to come to campus to teach classes. And it's important to also note that special education teachers in particular, because of federal guidelines, but also English language learner teachers and those who have vulnerable students, which some think could even mean very disadvantaged students, they still will have to work with students face-to-face during this distance learning time as COVID-19 continues to be really high and prevalent in the state.
Yeah, and we are seeing those numbers of cases of younger people getting COVID. So, yeah, it is a concern for everybody. But thanks so much, Ashley, for that update.
Yeah, thanks.
We have been talking to HBR reporter Ashley Mizuo about this first week of distance learning in our public schools.